Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. The very last Come Through Queen of 2023.
The very last ever.
Oh my God. Don't scare people like that. Come on. Okay. No, not the last ever. We haven't recorded live together in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot has transpired since then.
Yeah.
Not so much in the news. The only thing that's got us going in the news, Alexis Bellino has got us running around in circles. Christmas Day.
Santa came.
Much like this is the first time we've got big Bravo news on like the Christmas time since 2017 Luann arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So we wake up on, I don't know if this is Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but there's a picture of a hand, mostly fingers actually.
Fingies.
Mostly fingies, some plants, foliage. And a big ring. And Alexis Bellino writes, words cannot. Actions do. I will no longer feel guilty. I will not apologize. Love will create its own story. I love you, Johnny G.
Jay.
Sorry. Don't know my letters. Christmas tree emoji. Heart emoji. Hashtag love wins. Hashtag not engaged. Hashtag promised. Hashtag Merry Christmas at Van Cleef Arpels. And all I could say is this is nothing short of a modern day Harlequin romance. Love was winning.
God, I hope Shannon had a good support system this Christmas.
And she keeps going. Like we got more couples photos as if like there's just so many memories to look back on.
I know. Her calling him Johnny J reminds me of what's her name calls the Joker Mr. J?
Oh. Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn? Is that her name? Harley Quinn?
Okay, now I understand why Gaga was telling people to call her Lee.
Because that's
Harley.
Harley, yeah.
Oh my God, I can't wait for this.
So... What do you think about this, and what do you think this means for OC?
Okay, it kind of feels like we're restarting our potatoes, like that gif of the little boy who's mashing his potatoes really quick in MasterChef Junior.
Sure, yeah, that's like a reference only you get, but yeah.
Mm-mm. So like she's vigorously trying to plate her dish for Bravo execs.
Do you think people are having a conversation this week? So like technically I'm off all this week.
Okay, yeah.
Because we're closed.
I've never been off.
But people are working this week. And do you think like the Bravo execs are starting to do like final casting for OC this week?
Okay. So I was actually talking about this with Kai as I recorded some fun end of year content with him for Real Housewives Orders Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And like my thought process is if Taylor's officially announcing like
she's out,
I'm out. To me, that reads as like
we're cast.
We're done. We at least started, if not done.
Do you think there's a chance that Alexis is cast and she's revving up a storyline here?
Yeah, I do think there's a chance. And like, didn't Andy even comment on it recently, or am I like daydreaming this?
He did.
Okay.
I don't know what the comment was, but it wasn't like anything substantial, like here or there.
Yeah. Well, just like the fact that he's talking about it, like the girls are talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have two mindsets. Like when the BravoCon moment happened before the Johnny J stuff,
yeah,
I was like, oh, it'd be actually really interesting and exciting to bring Alexis back. I know she's friends with Heather. She's becoming closer with Tamara.
Yeah.
But now I'm like,
it's too much.
I don't know if it's too much. Could it be potentially the best storyline we've ever had?
Yeah.
Because to be honest, there is like a morality thing here. Like, it's like she never has met Shannon, or if they have, they were never friends or close. So she doesn't have an allegiance to her.
Sure.
So she can date this guy she met at the Quiet Woman.
Yes.
He has no eyebrows, but that's okay.
That's okay. I mean, that never stopped you from liking him before.
Yeah. Roll the tape.
Roll footage. You have 8 years of commentary. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, oh, you're like parading around this new relationship of like, not quite a coworker, but like someone in your orbit. It's very interesting.
You're on that boat.
Well, it's boat culture out there.
Shannon grew up on boats.
Well, John has the boat right in the backyard.
I know.
Okay. Wow. Okay. We have a lot to get into.
Okay.
Should we do Rugged first?
Up to you. I'm good with whatever your journey is. We usually go chronologically.
I know, but like, it's almost like there is a chronological order, and then like Rugged is like the sun shining over it right now.
Like Andy is God.
Like Andy is God. Like the little baby in Teletubbies.
Mm-hmm. It's you're passionate about this, so let's go with God.
Well, I think we're like also going to be covering like it's five episodes that we have to talk about, so it's not like we're going episode by episode. We're just kind of talking about how we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
I want to start a Stan account on Twitter that is Kristen Takeman's toenail.
Oh, no. No, that was like Nip Tuck-esque of like meaning to just not look at the TV screen for 5 minutes during an episode. Ooh,
but it's like when something happens, when you like stub a toe or like... Ooh, there's so many things that can go wrong with toenails.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can clip a little too far.
Ooh, I had that on a thumb recently. But as a kid, like, I remember, I think it was, like, during Halloween, I was over at a friend's house, and he had, like, one of those, like, medieval times wooden shields.
Okay.
And I was, like, playing with it, and I dropped it on my foot. Toenail, black and blue. Ugh. Eventually fell off.
Ugh.
Like, disgusting.
But, like, the toenail black and blue eventually falling off is a little easier than what she experienced.
Well, like, we've had a lot of in this Rugged, like, something happening and then us getting, like, flashing backs of, like, things that we that they hadn't shown us.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she keeps being like, my toenail's being funny. Like, I stubbed it. I did this. And it's like, and, like, you see it, like, peeking out of the corner.
And, like, just, like, the funny part is, like, she has a pretty good sense of humor about being on this cast with women who do not care about her. So, like, none of them, like, Dorinda kind of, like, was engaging nurturing with this moment, but then, like, them leaving her on the beach to, like, hop back, and Kelly, like, actively just taking selfies during that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, Kristen Takeman, we said she was Takemaning it.
Yeah. Okay. So she is, it's almost like, this is what we were missing, because end of Roni was devolving into unmanageable chaos, and it was lacking like a good voice of reason human.
What? Yeah. Like once not that Tinsley is a voice of reason, but like once Tinsley left, like we needed like somebody who was like a little different than the rest of the cast to like bring us back somewhere manageable.
Yeah.
And I mean, like we've always said Kristen Takeman was a good cast member her first season. Yeah. Her second season, she just got lost in the Bethany.
Yeah. Bethany iced her out.
B is back and we have a new character named Dorinda.
Yeah.
Who looks like Lady Di.
Oh my God. So many like screaming moments, and that was a moment I was screaming. Yeah. And like she's telling, like Kelly's telling her this in the moment of the night where like Dorinda's gone already.
Yeah,
like Dorinda's not with us. So her taking in Princess Di at that time, which is something she has definitely heard before and has like acknowledged herself.
Yeah,
but like her receiving it on camera. She was just delighted.
Dorinda. Okay. Let's land on her for a second. Just so many, like, her hair is wild. The hair choices in the actual episode are so funny to me because it's, like, all over the place. But then, like, in confessional, she's, like, stun gun set to 100.
I see myself in her a little bit there because, like, my hair, I have a hard time, like getting it in one place and, like, staying there.
You do get...
Dorindian.
I would say like Dennis the Menace vibes.
Oh my God. What is that vibe?
It's like, you know, Dennis the Menace has that little thing that hangs.
Sticking up?
Yeah, yeah. You get that, like that little cowlick a lot.
Well, no, that's not Dennis the Menace. That is...
Alpha Alpha.
Alpha.
But Dennis the Menace also has it a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
You don't have like the one sticking right up intentionally.
Like a little, like a needle.
The little boner from your head.
Oh my God. Okay, wait.
I checked in on Alpha Alpha from the 90s movie recently on Instagram. I think he's gone off.
Oh, he's what?
Like gone off the deep end a little bit, allegedly.
Okay, allegedly. Okay. Wait, where were we? We were with Dorinda. Dorinda's hair. Okay. So we kind of start the season and it felt like things were going to go left and stay left.
Mm-hmm.
It was very rugged too, on pause. I'm going to freak the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Dorinda versus Kristen, but
she woke up.
She was like ready to kill Kristen, and like Kristen's kind of like a mastermind. She like neutralized it, I think, especially well when like she was like, you know, when I went through everything with my husband, Dorinda was the only one to like reach out to me and check how I was doing, and like Dorinda was feeling that.
Sure, yeah. And just, like, it's so weird because it's been, like, 2 weeks, right? Mm. And, like, I feel like I've already talked about this, but I realize I've only talked about it in person with people, not on mic.
Yeah.
But, like, just, like, everything. Like, Dorinda being alone in that bedroom. The, like, spaceship bedroom that they kept on calling, like, the Guggenheim.
Yeah, the Guggenheim. And, like, touching the walls, banging her head against the wall. Wait, Dorinda watching... Scary Island.
Iconic.
That was so funny. Her like genuine reaction. Oh my God.
But like in your heart of hearts, do you believe she never watched that?
I kind of do.
But her friends were already on this show by that point. And like, wouldn't you watch your friends on TV?
I don't think she... I think... So like that was before she became Dorinda the... personality. Mm-hmm. And I don't think until she got on the show she cared.
Okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not gonna I think it could go either way. I'm just like not so convinced on either take on that.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's just like these women rewrite their scripts so much, like of their lives. Like especially like this most recent episode with Sonia.
Oh my God. Actually I kind of loved how we landed with that.
Yeah. And it was because Lou was like, let's save this for dinner. And let's say our positive experiences with our former husbands.
But then when she was telling the story, Tales of Time, like that probably triggered Dorinda the most.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Ramona who talked her down from it.
Yeah.
And she actually was saying like, kind of like something I... use as like a frame of reference of like decision making. It's like, what are you going to get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you may feel this, but like, what is the end result? Like, sure. She feels bad or you feel bad or like, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Like, so like, you got to think about that. It's crazy how reasonable and level-headed Ramona is this season.
It's wild. Because I don't think she ever expected to be on this show ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she said, I have retired.
Yeah.
And then came back.
She got that fucking burn that she's covering with a scarf.
Oh my God.
Which, it's like so reminiscent of when she had that bad like face peel and she was covering it with a scarf in Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, obviously we have more to talk about of other cast members, but with Ramona specifically, it's like, it's so obnoxious as a viewer that like, she fucked this up. She's racist. And like, she should not be on television anymore. Mm-hmm. But like, this is like performing so well entertainment wise that like, this could have
in a vacuum without everything going. That yeah. happened outside of it. Yeah. I get what you mean.
So sure. It's like, oh, fuck you, Ramona. Like, mm-hmm. why do you have to be like such a piece of shit?
But I mean like even Sonia now is like floating like potential Ultimate Girls Trip Roni things that are like not mentioning Ramona. She's like mentioning Kristen, Lou, oh. Dorinda, her, and then like Bryn.
Oh. okay.
Sonia kind of has her finger on the pulse of like what people want, and yeah. what people don't want. So yeah. she's like pandering to the fans.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know who I should be giving more credit to, the editors or Sonia and Luann, in that like they're usually the worst when it comes to like
taglines,
repeating the old shit over and over. And we actually got like a funny bit with like the eggs a la Francais. It's mm-hmm. like, this is just scrambled eggs. Like, you're not doing anything special.
I know. But then here comes Emma Roberts on Instagram making the eggs a la Francais.
But that, even though like she's a little questionable these days,
I think she's bad.
Yeah. Like that was a funny moment.
Okay. Let's talk about Kelly.
Oh.
Yikes. It is really interesting because Kelly does have some sort of cachet in like New York society.
Okay. I actually can't believe she's doing this.
I know.
Like coming on the show at all, because she's seemingly successful in her new real estate career. Mm-hmm. So like, you're risking that by doing this.
I know, but I think it's like the Instagram of it all. These people get attention on Instagram and are like, okay, I want more attention. And the TV show looks good. Despite the fact that like, she burned herself years ago.
She like finally recovered.
I know.
And now here we are again. Although like on the positive end, like, obviously, we're watching and losing our minds over this, but I don't think this is like in the greater social conversation.
And it's not Scary Island level. There's like, you get a picture of it a little bit, but it's not obviously to the extent.
It's not to the extent.
I do think like the choice to put them back in a house we've already vacationed at was so smart. Mm. I love being there.
Yeah.
It was one of the better houses, obviously. I'm sure they asked for Scary Island first.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the house was like not available.
But also like that house isn't even that memorable.
It isn't, but like we could have had like at least the moment at the table, like the go to sleep moment.
Oh yeah. But that's like an exterior shot. Like you're not even like seeing much of anything.
This house had a story, and it's also like stupid. Like it's like Carol should have been on this.
Well, Carol and Aviva.
I know, but like Carol and Aviva. But like the story was like Carol had stayed at that house or on that property years before. Yes. Remember
and now when she was with again. Anthony?
Yeah,
on her last good summer could have been.
And like we could have had like the fun grief moment with her and Dorinda. Not the fun grief moment, but you know what I mean. Like that's why it's like one of the first moments that like really endeared people to Dorinda was her and Carol in London talking about grief.
Yeah.
And so if they were in this property that Carol had been with Anthony, and then she had been with the guy from Aerosmith or whatever. My God, yeah.
Okay. Lou. So easy breezy. And like, you kind of are anti Lou in general, I think.
Am I?
Are you? Maybe you're not. I thought maybe Alex is. I don't know. Like, someone is, I think.
I've seen her live multiple times.
Mm-mm. I think, like, this is, like, the best color of Lou we've had in a long time.
Yeah. Interesting, though.
Oh.
I just think, like, the... We addressed it at the very first episode. I am drinking again. I will have a Sansaray with my friends or whatever. I think that's interesting.
On that topic, are you going to move off of drinking?
No, let's stay.
Okay. Just on the topic of drinking, another thing about Roni in later years was it was devolving into like, oh, everyone is just blackout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one is going to the deepest, darkest places.
But this most recent episode, the fifth episode,
yeah,
dinner, they had been day drinking all day and it was getting a little spooky ooky.
But not like...
No, not like it, but like you could tell, like even Ramona talking Dorinda off the ledge, like Ramona was like drunk girl in the bathroom, like talking to her friends.
Yeah. But like... we hit like the right
level. Yeah, I received your point. I think you're exactly right. But it's like, if they would have just like turned it up a little bit. I think they're all doing like a thing where they're like, I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we did like skinny dip one night.
Yeah. And Luann in the shadows.
Oh my God.
In that blonde wig. Her and her like wig choices. She really thinks like she'll show up in a wig and really think like she's got the girls gagged. And I'm not sure if she does.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much to talk about here.
I like even like Dorinda mentioning hosting Ultimate Girls Trip season two. And I know it's a new trope in Housewives, but I like a scavenger hunt.
I mean, this was one of the best produced games on a Housewives show that I could even think of. Like, it was so funny.
And we got all the clips.
And we got clips. We got Harry Dubin, which, like, his reading of it, like, was so hard to follow. Like, they were all just confused as to, like, how to solve the clue.
Us FaceTiming Harry Dubin actually is really funny.
It is funny.
Okay, one more thing. Oh. At dinner in the fifth episode, the most recent episode, it felt like they hired a guy who looked like the pirate to be the waiter.
Oh, yeah.
On purpose. And I feel like the bait wasn't taken.
Yeah, that crossed my mind as well. Yeah. I'm liking the staff too. Martin, is that his name?
Yes. I always like the little girly, not the girlies, but the people who are hosting.
Yeah. I mean, we know that the one from Rugged 2 is like suing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, like... Like, they, Sonia or Luann made a comment about, like, wanting to, like, Martin to get nude or whatever. Yeah.
Did this film, after that lawsuit happen?
No. I think it was before.
This filmed very recently, Brendan. Like, less than 6 months ago.
I want to say that lawsuit happened right before.
Reality Reckoning?
Like, during the Reality Reckoning.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember when this film, but it's recent.
Yeah. Also, I Googled St. Bart's just to see where it is.
Oh.
Further down than I thought.
Good to know, in case you're like trying to get there, I guess. Yeah. I think we only have like two more episodes left.
So it'll be only seven?
The other seasons were only seven.
That sucks.
I know.
And then, do we think...
Oh.
There's a chance because no other Ruggeds are filming and we haven't heard of any like Ruggeds in production. Do we think we will actually get Morocco?
I don't know. It felt like people, like the girls were filming confessionals not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we'll dive more into Rugged over the next 2 weeks, I guess, but
yeah.
We have a little catching up to do. We're just gonna like dip and do around town, and I guess we gotta like first dip, like we really gotta dip back to Potomac.
Yeah.
So this is we are in the car ride to Chicken Bingo.
Yes.
So this was like chaos. Like half the cast is in, half the cast is out. Mm-hmm. Who's crying? Who's crying is causing someone else from crying.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like Robin and the conversation is Robin and Candace. Mm. And like they were friends. They were close-ish friends at one point.
Sure.
But now all's been betrayed. We keep on getting the clip of Candace saying that like Robin should be fired.
And we're getting clips from Brav Bros, Chris Bassett, mm-hmm. talking about Robin, which seems to be like a straw breaking Robin's back.
Yeah.
I gotta say, as usual, Karen is keeping it very fun.
Exactly. And like to have a fun time with Karen at Chicken Chip Bingo when she had given up chicken.
Yeah, the dirty bird.
Yeah, the dirty bird.
And I want to give credit also to Wendy, who was keeping it light and fun at Chicken Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
She was having like the time of her life there.
I think even like NECA stayed back with them.
I know.
Yeah.
That's been like, I've been keeping my eye on that. Because sometimes NECA and Wendy are like in each other's vicinity having fun.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep your eyes on.
I think Karen brings people together.
Mm. Well, she's trying to bring together Candace and Robin. Giselle.
Oh, Giselle, yeah.
And then Giselle says no because of her family's safety.
Giselle? Famously, Giselle. I want to address Giselle here. Famously, I've been one of your supporters in the past. Maybe not the past like year or so.
Mm.
But Giselle, I need you to make up with Candace in a real way and stop playing this game. Stop trying to force her off this show.
Mm.
Fans love her.
Fans love her. And they're not loving you right now.
Yeah, we went to Candace at City Winery.
Multiple locations.
Multiple locations. I mean, the DC one, that was a huge venue to me.
Yeah, to you.
Yeah, sold out.
Yeah. So we got to like rethink that. Then the night after Chicken Bingo, like that night, did we just go to sleep?
I feel like we're doing a lot of going to sleep on these shows a lot. Like people aren't staying up like they used to.
Oh no, but like Chicken Bingo was a daytime activity. Like, yeah. Did we eat dinner? What happened?
I don't know.
Did the girls have the night off?
Maybe. Maybe like the crew had to have the night off or something.
Mm, okay. And then we just kind of go like kayaking the next day.
Kayaking was kind of fun because we spent a lot of time with Karen by herself on the dock. Like,
well, with Candace.
No, but Karen was there by herself for a bit because Candace did go out.
Okay. And then Karen's feeding her red wine.
Yeah.
In the hot summer heat.
Yeah, and it's still that like one little bottle of red wine from the hotel. Mm. Like it's a mini bar bottle of wine, which is like a half bottle of wine.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Wow, you really had your eyes peeled.
Because like you've been to a hotel, right? And they like have certain things that are in a lot of hotels have very similar goods.
Well, I never even look in the direction of what they're trying to sell me.
Okay.
Because like, isn't that one bottle going to be $50?
Yeah, I never buy it. But like, I've been in spaces like I've been actually like for like after parties at functions, people are like desperate for like a sip of something.
Oh my God.
And someone will
they crack it open. Oh my God.
Like after a wedding or like something like that.
Couldn't be me. Go to sleep. Okay. We kind of just end with like Juan yelling at Robin again, as per usual.
Mm-hmm. This episode was the Robin curb moment.
Oh yeah. It was her album photo shoot.
Yes.
Giselle like hobbling along to check on her. Giselle. Maybe she should take a page from Karen's book and put on some comfortable shoes.
True. Walking around?
You're ready to go walk around.
That is still one of, I think like, Giselle's in a bad place with the community, but like, she does have some standout moments.
She does.
I mean, she even made Monique laugh in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Okay. Things may tie back to Rugged occasionally this episode because it's top of mind. As well as Kristen Takeman is doing, I don't think she ever really had like, oh, I think we did her iconic moment when we did Housewives Iconic Moments. And for me, it was like her like being poured the wine, by the waiter and like her like raising her hand with a glass. I'm like, that's not really that great of a moment. Like, is she going to get one this rugged? Has she had one this rugged?
Well, this someone called out her. I think Luann called out her moment when talking about Ramona throwing the glass. Like Luann was like, oh yeah, that was Kristen's moment. And they played the clip.
Yeah. They played the clip. Hopefully she could walk away with a moment.
I wonder if she's had it already. I'm trying to think. Toe?
Oh, cool. Not to be all Vicky, but I'm about to barf.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. Let's go over to Salt Lake City.
Okay.
Ooh. Which this is turning out to be the best season of Salt Lake City.
And one of the best trips.
One of the best trips. And we already had an iconic trip in Palm Springs.
Speaking of iconic moments.
Many iconic moments there. I mean, this has just been... Oh, my God. Wow. Okay, great. This, we are... So we ended the prior... This is like feels like a month ago at this point. We ended the prior episode with like the girls confronting Meredith in her turban. Mm-hmm. And her just like powering down.
Mm-hmm.
Meribot just like power down. And then like... went home with the girls and powered on to just like have fun and blow out candles and like be with the girls. And when he's like, how can you be like this?
There's something about Meredith that's like really special.
I know. Like I've like not been a fan, but like she's turning me into a fan.
Like trip. I think her in the past, my frustration used to be her inability to pivot. But I think this trip especially, she's proved that she can pivot.
Yeah.
Like, Housewives Excellency was her, like, after fighting with Lisa, showing her the fact that Brooks got the Ford Models deal.
Oh, my God. Which had, like, Monica stewing in the front.
I know.
Okay, Monica and Heather going on a beach walk. Talking about the DMs and the...
Heather in that bucket hat with the big chain.
And the Aloe string.
Yeah.
And Monica's like... I mean, like, if it could be anyone, it could be me. And then
Heather's like... She was like, that's something I would do. Not any of you.
Yeah.
All signs are pointing to it actually being Monica.
Okay. Put a pin in that until the teaser for the final episode. We got the yacht. We're on
the
yacht.
We got the yacht.
There's a lot of like fun hijinks there. Like Meredith is like losing her shit on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith's explaining herself to Heather as like the reason she wasn't exploding at dinner was because she was just processing the information.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very interesting. I feel like both Whitney and Lisa Barlow have similar energies as far as like when they decide that they're going to go hard, they go hard so confidently.
Yeah.
And so like you as a viewer initially think that they have the tea, but I think they don't have the tea.
They don't have the tea.
Yeah.
They don't have the tea. Meredith and Angie K. Matriarch to Matriarch.
Good.
Good. Angie's when Meredith went back to the girls and she's and like they're like, oh, how'd it go? She's like, well, Angie's gonna put a hit out on me. And the girls were laughing and I was laughing and we were all laughing.
Mafia.
Oh, okay. So then it's like, okay, we go to dinner and we're fighting, and then we're cool, and then we're fighting, and we're cool. I'm trying to remember, like, at dinner, what was special.
It's really hard because it's been
a couple weeks. Okay, but what I do remember is we go from dinner to that little, like, dive bar.
Yes. And somebody found out that one of the patrons, and this is like a typical Housewives thing, one of the patrons that you can see kind of clearly is just a producer, but she was pretending to be like a background actor. But that happens on Housewives.
Wait, was that the one that I said looked like Tate McRae?
Yes. There's a photo of one of them, like one of the Housewives, like with that woman.
I just thought it was Tate McRae all along. Yeah,
can you imagine?
Okay. Whitney's, like, Whitney reigniting the battle against Heather because Heather won't talk about her sexuality, but she exploits mine. And that's not right. And it's like, you agreed to, like...
Like, have her write about you.
Write about it.
But also, like, okay... The Heather sexuality thing, it is whatever, and I'm not saying anybody should talk about their sexuality, whatever, but like part of it was about the daughters.
Yeah, which is like, you guys are being really weird. Like, you want me to talk about my daughter losing her
V? Yeah.
Which, like, we're going to bring that through line over in Beverly Hills in a little bit.
Yeah, and like with Heather herself, like, I guess... Earlier seasons, she was a little more H on camera, but it's like people don't have to necessarily do that.
What were they upset about her here? Well, like, I know she like went into the tizzy of like, you're more single than me, or I'm more single than you. I don't even remember what that was.
She, when they were all dressed like pirates in that cave.
Yeah, in the cave.
She was like, for some reason, Heather was like going after Monica, being like, I'm more single than you, because I guess Monica's just separated, not fully divorced or whatever. But it's like such a stupid conversation. Yeah. I mean, like, both Whitney and Heather like deserve each other.
Okay, but like the storming out and the producer like talking. What was it, Heather who stormed out?
Yeah, like we're in the parking lot.
When like... Heather like was pushing, and Angie K takes a tumble. Oh wait, Angie K. scurrying out in her fishnet bathing suit cover up.
Mm-hmm.
That was cinematography.
Iconography.
That was iconography. That was motherology. That was everything.
It was when she
all
was,
the above.
They were like all like going to the sprint or whatever, and she was like running out of the house.
But like the fishnet restrained her legs so much that she couldn't go in full gait.
I hope she doesn't view like the discourse this year about like all the looks she's serving and like next year decide to go like conservative, because we want Xenon Girl of the 21st Century to keep on coming through.
Oh, I don't see her going conservative. If anything, I see her going even crazier, which like bring it.
It's just fucking going to Party City every week.
Okay. Now this teaser for the finale.
Okay.
Beautifully produced, put together, edited, executed.
The scientists, though, online have figured out different shots.
Oh my God.
And camera angles. And
I saw drawings of the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. The girls are saying all signs lead to Monica being behind the accounts.
I mean, like, I don't think you need, like, a diagram to figure that out. Like,
I need the Twitter scientists and the diagrams.
At BravoCon, like, all the girls were friends and Monica was by herself the whole time.
Yeah.
So like the jig is up. But like I forgot that there was like an element of Mob Wives to the original trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought that back for the finale trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all along, like, we thought this was just like a season of like avant-garde housewives satire tomfoolery. Mm-hmm. Like, little did we know it was like almost like a murder mystery.
Yeah, it's Clue.
Like, it's like all, like Salt Lake City went back to its like true crime roots.
Agatha Christie.
Agatha Christie.
Hercule Poirot or whatever his name
Death
was.
Death on the Nile. Yeah. Death in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, it's good. I will say, I just hope that Monica doesn't become a Danielle Staub. Like, remember Danielle's second season?
But like, Danielle had another one in her.
She had another one in her, but
that's fine. Sometimes and that you was, have two in you.
Like, speaking of the mob, that was very Mob Wives.
But like, Danielle has proven that you can do it if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, you just have to be willing to like drive around past parties you're not invited to, and invite like scary men to diners.
But like that, like still thinking about that to this day. So I think we have some gas in the tank left. Let's see how this reunion goes. But like, okay, also, the finale airing on January 2nd is like, oh,
that hurts.
No, to me it's like, thank you. It's like something like to pick you up when you're like really down.
Okay, but it's my first day back.
Exactly.
Though. I know, but then first day back, I'm gonna want to go upstairs and have TikTok time in the dark.
You could do that after Salt Lake City. You don't have a winter house to watch.
But like, doesn't Salt Lake City like air at like 11 p.m. these days?
No, it's
like
on
Miami.
It's on at the 8 p.m. slot, baby.
Okay.
But speaking of winter house, let's like put a quick pin in it because we had the finale and the reunion. Did you watch either?
I watched both. Of course. Okay. I'm the biggest winter house fan there is.
I know, but I wasn't sure if like it was the end and you were just like whatever.
No.
Okay. I gotta give it to Sammy Sweetheart coming in there, giving us one episode for this season worth anything.
I mean, yeah. And the reunion, I thought it was a pretty good reunion given that it was a Watch What Happens Live 1 hour reunion. I thought it was like strong enough. It just like doesn't make, some things don't make sense. It's like, why is Tom Schwartz first chair?
Well, that's just because of like Scandoval.
And like misogyny.
Oh, patriarchy, yeah.
Yeah, patriarchy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. Casey's reunion look. That was tough stuff.
Not great, but she had the best moment of the reunion.
Oh, what was that moment?
Her apology. To Sammy Sweetheart.
Oh, okay, to Sammy Sweetheart, yeah.
Everyone was really impressed by that.
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, she did have a good apology. You're right.
I know.
Okay. But like Sam like went from like Sam versus Malia, Sam versus Casey, Sam versus Corey. The like,
are they still together?
So the girls are saying in Corey's like latest post, he posted like some like Christmas celebration post with like a bunch of different women and like
all one of the women was wearing the Angie K promo look with like boobs. The boobs, but in red.
Yeah. But with like humongous boobs.
Yeah.
Like she was coming down the chimney with her tits out.
Veneno.
It was Veneno-esque.
Yes.
So it's like, everyone's like, where is Sam? So the girls are thinking like, it's donezo. So I don't know. We'll see.
Good. Malia's just like, ugh.
Reporting from her boat.
Oh, that's annoying. But also just like her in general. She's not a girl's girl. She is not a girl's girl.
In the finale, Danielle, like, lunging at Jordan.
Crazy. I don't even remember that.
When, like, when Danielle, like, when she was, like, Terminator vibes and, like, locked sights on Jordan and Alex flirting.
Oh, yes. It's... She needs something.
It's funny because, like, for so much of her reality TV career, she was kind of like a background player. Like, it almost felt like, are you friend of? Are you main cast? Da, 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 da. And now that she's, like, in the limelight,
you realize
it's not good for her.
You realize how people are. And, like, she has, like, some issues where, like, it's both with friends and lovers where it's, like, she needs their attention.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay, and then my biggest complaint is, what was this Summer House tease?
Oh, yeah, it was stupid.
Like, Kyle, like, dressed up like Evel Knievel.
Maybe it's time to retire, Kyle.
Oh. Hmm. Well, let's see how that... But, like, I like Summer House tease from Winter House Season 1, Craig and Paige making out in the elevator.
Yeah, that was great.
That was a tease. This should have been, like, in the room. Close-up shots, reaction shots. Carl, Lindsay, dramatic music, no talking. Summer House coming 2024.
Yeah. Or an announcement that Kyle is quitting Summer
House. Oh, shut up.
Just kidding.
Okay. Beverly Hills.
Oh, jeez.
This is a workout.
Yeah.
Okay. Beverly Hills, when these men sign the releases to go on a date with a housewife,
mm-hmm.
I wish someone could tell them, this does not bode well for you. When has it ever boded well for these random men?
I mean, Sutton's date when she was wearing the kitten sweater, they ended up being friends.
Yeah.
So that was fine. And he came across okay in that date. And she was nicer then.
Yeah.
This date, she was just being mean.
She was being mean. And he was a little awkward, but like she was being mean.
Yeah. He kept on talking about his mom, I guess.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. But she was being mean.
Mm. Yeah.
And, like, what do you think, like, these guys, like, when they see Sutton and she's, like, doing her own mixology?
I would love to see that in person. Like, when they order this, like, I'm going to have this on the rocks with some things to squeeze in, juice on the side. And they're just, like,
it's so crazy.
Bartending at the table. Ay, ay, ay.
Shannon invented it on Housewives.
She did invent. I don't know if that bodes well for anyone.
Wow.
Okay. We had a like a get together with like Anna Marie, Doree, and Kyle one night.
Mm-hmm.
But then like Anna Marie, who just joined us, skips town for Taco Tuesday.
And it's like so unfortunate because a star or multiple stars were born.
I mean, we had central casting come in and be like, all right, Roni reboot. Let's see Rob reboot. Okay.
That woman who's married to that comedian, Bill Burr.
Yeah, I never heard that man's name before in my life, but apparently he's a big thing. And I think her name is Nia.
Yeah, Nia. And she really...
Yeah.
She really hit it out of the park.
She and her, there were actually many other women there.
And we were getting cameras on them with facial reactions. And you can tell, we've said it about Crystal, you can tell, like, this is the kind of group of women that she hangs out with. They're actually probably shadier than any of the Real Housewives group.
Well, so we had four on a couch, including Nia. But then there were, like, other women around. But those four really got, the chance to shine.
Where the fuck was Marissa Hermer?
Where was Marissa Hermer? Oh, my God. How is she not filmed yet? But I want to say something else about these women. They felt like they were selling me on friendship. They were selling me on knowing each other. They were selling me on being camera ready. Which, like, a lot of times you see... Like, people filling in the seats at these events. Like you said, Salt Lake City, it's a producer. And, like, it's just, like, I don't believe anything.
Yeah, even the ones who, like, didn't talk were giving each other knowing looks. Where it's like, oh, they've known each other for years. You had a funny tweet about, like, what they could have done for a pilot with these women.
Oh, the four couch girls.
Yes.
Okay. They've just experienced the the destruction of Dorit. And then they go out. They're like, let's go get a nightcap, girls. And they like saunter out arm in arm, like a busting up Sex in the City. I'm quoting.
You're quoting, Jacqueline Lurita.
Talking about Danielle Staub and Kim G and Kim D and some other woman. Okay. But they like a beautiful Sex in the City. And they go have a fun night. And like the footage just keeps going. Like it's Vanderpump Rules.
They go to Marissa Hermer's restaurant.
And it's called The 14. And it's Crystal's 14 friends. Mm-hmm. And we're focusing on them. But I guess if it's 14, that does that mean Crystal's not on the show?
No, yeah. The joke doesn't quite land if you know the history, because it's the thing was 14 of Crystal's friends dropped her.
Yeah. But then maybe we learn since then they came back into her life.
Yeah.
The 14.
Okay. No, I think it was a funny tweet.
Mm, thank you. thank you for acknowledging my tweet.
It's just so interesting at this one party. And are we even done with this party yet? Like in present day? Like,
oh, no. I think it should be continued.
Yeah. So we get the takedown of Dorit, her cell phone.
I thought you said cell phone.
Yeah, like, I know. Like, I even like thought that myself. That's why I paused.
Self?
Own.
Own.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So we got, where did we start with her?
It starts with
Making out with the driver.
Well, yeah, making out with the driver. And then Dorit, like from the get-go, comes in before Sutton's even there and starts telling four of the 14 about Sutton and like wanting them to ask her about like a situation, you know?
Oh, okay. Oh, about Magic Mike.
About Magic Mike, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, and I do think we need to add for a little bit of context. We had a fun girls' night out prior to Taco Tuesday with Erica, Garcelle, and Sutton.
Yeah, and that's where the making out with the cab driver
exactly
came up. Or not the cab driver, the driver.
The driver.
And then we go into that little sitting area, and that's when... Does Sutton first confront Dorit about her talking to Crystal about her drinking, and then it escalates from there? Or are we mentioning the cab or the driver publicly?
Driver first, because then Crystal is brought in later.
Yeah.
So, and then it's like Garcelle against Dorit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dorit says something like, oh, I felt like you were attacking me.
Yeah.
Which pisses Garcelle off, and Dorit doesn't understand why. And I was shocked when like Erica chimed in.
Mm-hmm.
And saying it so plainly.
Yeah.
Of like, it's different because you're a white woman, like telling a black woman you would, she attacked you.
Yeah. And there's language around like, living in a bubble, which then Dorit like proudly does two posts on Instagram using that language,
which was really a shock.
Yeah,
like you're either gonna like acknowledge it and apologize, or say like, oh, like I, after watching it, like I see something differently, mm-hmm. or like if you are sticking to your guns, just like move on and don't say anything. But to say like, oh, I'm like, here's me in my bubble or whatever. It's like, oh, you're really just stupid.
So stupid.
Yeah.
God, there was so much. And then Dorit leaves. But there was a deleted scene before Dorit left. The Crystal moment.
Oh, so.
Because people are saying you could see Dorit's hair in that clip.
I thought you meant like. This has aired as like a quote unquote never before seen.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So this is like Dorinda in the trailer. When I tell you something, you better fucking well listen that we never saw anywhere until like in a reunion years later.
Yeah.
So like, what was Crystal talking about? It was like, this group of women always wants me to yell. And I thought it was like going to be like part of this whole like Crystal Anne Marie thing that is gonna happen eventually, but no.
And then
oh,
we get to Denise versus Erica, and I'm sorry, I know, say what you want about Erica, but she is a fighter.
wait. Well, first it was like it was Dorit before she left. She like lit the match between Denise and Erica because they were just like kind of avoiding each other.
Yeah.
And I gotta give it to Denise. She was looking like a sexy ragamuff this episode, wasn't
she? The sexiest ragamuff in the world.
But I thought that was so nasty of Erica.
Yeah.
Like, really nasty.
Really nasty, but it's also like, you want to take a shot at me, you better not miss or whatever.
Yeah. I think, like, she could go after Denise plenty.
Yeah.
Without bringing up Sammy's profitability.
Also, people were pointing out that both Sammy and Denise are more profitable on their OnlyFans than Erica is for, like, her ticket prices or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Will Denise be at the reunion?
It feels like she's such a big part of it, and I feel like she would take the check. To me, it feels like she's not running away like she kind of was after her actual seasons when she was hired on the show.
Yeah. Is it just because Rena's not there?
I don't know. Also, Kim's here.
Oh, dear.
Making, like, one funny comment.
Oh, what was
it? In the middle of the fighting, like, commenting on, like, how, like, one of the foods was good or something.
That was so funny.
But it's, like, it's not laugh out loud, but it's, like, adding, like, in a little...
Kyle, to me, this is, like, Kyle, you are so bad. Dragging your sister on the show to, like, prove a point, putting your sister at risk to get dragged into mess that she does not need to be involved in.
Yeah, but it's like Rinna's not there anymore, so
she's more safe.
Yeah, because there's no other, like, real connections to Kim's era on the show. I mean, she appeared with Erica a little bit, but, like, only as a guest.
Yeah, yeah.
Erica's not going to go after her.
Yeah.
But, like, her coming to Crystal's house? Like, she wasn't even at the dinner party at Kyle's house, the weed dinner, but obviously, like...
Yeah.
But Crystal's house? Like, have they ever met before this moment?
I mean, Crystal's got people coming and going. I mean, Kathy just lets herself in, so Kim could go in. Okay. I think that's Beverly Hills. And last but not least... Kind of like a doubleheader of Miami. We're in Palm Springs. We have essentially...
Palm Beach.
Oh, yeah. Palm Beach. Sorry. All the palms.
I had this conversation with my cousin over Christmas. Some people don't know the difference.
Yeah. Well, especially once you start throwing West Palm Beach into the equation.
Yeah. Palm Springs is in California. Palm Beach is where Trump lives and where Epstein had his mansion. But I think they tore it down. Like, they did Karma in the Jersey Shore.
Oh, my God. And the boat slip in Provincetown. That's Brennan spreading, like, misinformation.
No, I wasn't actually spreading. I thought it would be funny. No. Okay. So when I was in P-Town most recently, the boat slip, which is where there's tea.
That's where the tea is.
At one point, there was, like, a bulldozer in front of it, like, parked in front of it. And I was like, I sent this to a group text, and I was like, if I posted this picture being like, it's so sad that the boat slip's about to be demolished, I could cause a firestorm.
Yeah.
But I never posted it.
Oh, okay.
It was supposed to be a secret.
Okay. And I leaked the secret. Okay. So we're in Palm Beach. And, okay, so when we're at Croquet, everyone's like, Julia, it's your turn to tell Lisa, like, everything she's doing wrong. Like, we've tried. So, like, we hereby nominate you. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, I take the pledge. And then they're like, all right, let's play Croquet. And then it's like, let's run around, hit sticks, Kiki's tits flying out. We're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're laughing. We're living. We're loving. We get to dinner. The way Julia and Alexia have been, like, teaming up. They first have, like, the confrontation about, like, oh, like, were you being homophobic? And she's like, no. Okay, fine. So they're like, all right, great. We're a team then. The way they team up against Lisa, and they're like, Lisa, we just need to tell you, you might be a bad mother. And Lars is like, I didn't sign up for this. They were like, your babies were crying. The police were there. They see their parents fighting. The mother-in-law's there. Blah, blah, blah. And you left them. And Lisa's like, what? What is going on here?
It's crazy.
When they talk about like, oh, Lisa, the Rolls Royce you're driving. Are you driving Lenny's car? And when Lisa's like, Alexa, are you driving Todd's car? I was like, wow, Lisa, I didn't know you had it in you.
Lisa's got some points to make.
She had it in her.
Yeah. I mean, even in the more recent episode, yeah. But we'll get to that. Yeah, we'll put a pin in it.
Put a pin in it. Okay. But I think that's it for Palm Beach. There's a few more things going on. Gertie and her family. Well, Gertie and the husband when they were laying in bed.
Mm-hmm. Then they went bowling later.
Then they went bowling the second episode, which is all fine. The lunch or dinner, whatever the fuck that was, between Dr. Nicole and her father, may he rest in peace.
He's died since then?
God, Brendan. At the end of the episode, they had like this episode is dedicated to the memory of like whatever, like Miguel Martin II.
I had no idea.
Yeah, no,
when back, was that?
Like a month or two ago.
Oh, it's been a busy few months.
It's been a busy few months. Okay. So when he's like, I'm gonna have a baby. I'm actually gonna have two babies. And she's like,
and she's like, how many babies do you have? Or how many children do you
have? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he has eight, and two she doesn't know about.
Yeah. It seems like he's unclear as even about the eight.
But then her mom knows about one of the extras.
And she's like, it's not my business. Wait, when Nicole was like, okay, you got this one, you got this one. This one is born like almost the same brother, the same birthday as my brother. So I don't know how that works out. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Nicole. How did she like make it with
crawl,
this man?
Crawl out of that?
Yeah, yeah.
I like her, but.
You got your eye on her?
I got my eye on her.
All right, keep an eye.
I feel like there's something there.
Okay. We end the episode. This was a little crazy to me. When she takes like, Lisa takes the kids to the ballet class, and then like she just starts like hollering on the phone with Adriana about like all these things Lenny's doing, like while she's standing there in the dance room.
It's crazy.
And then she's just like, actually, I'm out of here. I gotta go like film a scene with Adriana.
She's like so much drama.
Yeah.
And she always has to be on the fucking phone. She's always on the phone.
Mm.
Maybe. I've never seen somebody on the phone as much as her.
She lives on the phone.
Yeah.
So she and Adriana like are talking about blah, blah, blah. Ends that episode. Okay, this episode. The Anna Kinsosis Renaissance
tease
is upon us.
We haven't even seen her yet.
So we had the mid-season trailer before this episode dropped. So yeah. We knew Anna was coming, but I didn't know we were setting up in this very episode for Anna.
We're setting up a lot.
A little birdie gave Adriana some information about Alexia's finances.
And like, I find Anna fascinating a lot of ways. So she also is somebody who has appeared on Jeff Lewis Live a few times. So I've been clued in to some of what she's done.
Chump or not chump?
Yeah. You know, she's got a cheater brand.
Of?
It's like called like Skinny Something. And it's like dressings.
Oh. Well,
or
I mean, that's
sauces or something.
Oh, I was gonna say a dressing is like squarely stepping on.
Maybe it's Bethany's. Sauces or something like that, but it is a skinny blank. It's okay. Like her and Teresa both did skinny blank.
Okay.
And then she's got like a bone for Marisol and now Alexia.
So is it based on the fact that they got lifted up for the reboot and she didn't?
I don't know, but also then she got her daughter to have a bone for Marisol. And bone in a bad way. So there's bone positive, bone negative.
Bone this is bone negative,
yes.
Not bone complimentary.
Yes. It's just wild that they're so like, it's like there's kind of a sadness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like, move on. You're not on the show. I mean, well, now you're gonna be on the
show. So then, huh?
But it's like before that, I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Okay. So the
lawyer. Aren't you a lawyer?
Well, she seems to be one, like, she's moving on to greener pastures, I think.
Almost got cast on The View.
Well, we were pushing for that. Okay, so the birdie told Alexia, no, told, the birdie told Adriana, who then told Julia, which was actually like, I think Adriana was not really reading the budding relationship between Julia and Alexia.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I'm sure, is going to come into play.
And I'm sure, like, Julia's like, well, Alexia's full-time. Mm. So I need to put some roots down with some of the full-time cast members.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only have my only friend be Adriana.
Yeah. We have Alexia and Sons go furniture shopping for Peter.
Peter's new apartment. He's moving into back into town or whatever.
And this is where we learn we got to be out of the house, out of the condo in 15 days.
Alexia bopping around to all these different things instead of like going to find a house or like start moving your stuff out of the apartment into storage or something.
Send Peter to IKEA and you go fucking start packing.
Like start packing or go find a house. Place. Even start booking a hotel if you need to have that for a little bit.
I love learning like, oh, Todd doesn't want to own residential space. He only wants to own commercial space, which is interesting because like in Miami, the prices has just been like going up, 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 up.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you had purchased the residential space, you either could have like stayed there and been fine or like benefited from the insanely like rising market.
Todd, please don't come after me, but he's a scary man.
Ruelian?
Yeah, but even like, I don't know. Mm. What are we doing here? Mm. Like to say to your wife, go find an apartment. Like not, first of all, not helping. Mm. And then go find an apartment, like whatever you want. And it's like, we're talking about rents, $40,000, $50,000.
Yeah.
Something scary is happening here. Something
scary. These numbers are scaring Brendan. If you can see like the concern on Brendan's face right now, Brendan, the rents that they're going to pay for 1 month, Brendan, that could cover you for a decade.
It's like, I'm sorry. Because to me, it doesn't feel like they've, like, obviously they live in a nice space, but like for them to be renting.
Mm. Yeah. Which is famously flushing the money.
Yeah. I'm a renter.
Yeah.
But like, just hand me that check.
Yeah.
Y'all can come stay in my extra room and we're good for a decade.
Imagine you prepaid your rent for a decade. You're like, I'm here, baby. Okay. I don't think there's anything else I really am dying to get to before Mother's Day.
One other thing that seems out of control.
Oh.
Julia.
Oh.
The finances there, too, don't look good. We get a...
Oh, tell me.
We get a little flashback scene where Martina's telling her that the expenditures are more than what they're bringing in.
I think I disassociate it whenever Martina's on screen.
Well, yeah. And then like we get that she's got like 267 chickens, 17 goats.
So we got to start
it's like,
selling some chicken cutlets.
It's like something's a little out of control here.
All right. Let's make some lemonade of lemons. Yeah. Let's make some. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mother's Day. I really don't even understand like the theme of this party.
Jean like, jackets. When we're doing like the menu for like the drinks, like they were like cracking up over like a MILF martini. Oh, yeah. It's like, it was like, you know, that meme of Alyssa Edwards writing jokes for the roast. Yes. It was very much that.
Dr. Nicole, not a comedian.
Yeah. Jean jackets ugly.
Oh.
They say like hot mama on the back. Well, no, I would get a jean jacket, but I'm not going to have hot mama on the back. No,
actually, I feel like your jean jacket should say hot mama. That would be so... See?
I know. One thing, we'll get to the bigger breadth of the fight, but while we're on jean jackets, Alexia making a point to
grab it,
grab the jean jacket on her way out.
See, that just goes to show like how in style and in demand it is.
No, it actually goes to show that like Alexia actually is a really good real housewife. And there's two points in this fight where I will argue this. Okay. It's jean jacket moment. And then she's in this fight with Dr. Nicole.
Yeah.
And Marisol's disassociating.
Yeah.
And like wanting to leave.
Yeah.
But
loser.
Alexia, in the middle of the fight, turns to the bar and orders one of the signature cocktails. She orders it by name. And so that means she's staying for at least a couple sips.
Well, I mean, okay. Someone tweeted, I wish I could attribute. Someone tweeted, Alexia Giudice returns this episode of Real Housewives of Miami. I'm like the clip of her fighting with Dr. Nicole. I love when Alexia Giudice returns. And then also I'm leading that into like she's fighting so hard against Dr. Nicole, but then by her own admission, it sounds like she actually like has nothing to do with her. She's fighting on behalf of Marisol.
She's a soldier for Marisol.
And the bone that like that Marisol has to pick of saying like she wants me dead is that they called her a corpse.
They said she's a corpse. She's dead inside and out.
And she translated that to be like as if Angie K wants a hit on her.
And it's like, if I like Marisol is actually like when she's in the fight, like and actually like commits to the fight, she's actually good at it.
Yeah.
So like if she just committed, she could have made iconic TV with Anna.
Yeah. Well, it appears as though they don't leave.
Well, we got the clip. We did get the clip and Marisol was sitting back down at the table, wasn't
exactly.
she?
Yeah.
So something happens. Someone convinces them to stay, which is nice. And then Anna apparently, like, in the trailer tells her to her face.
She's like, yeah, no, I'd say you're a corpse.
She should have brought the daughter.
why is the daughter involved? Okay. Anywho, we have...
One true queen and a freak of the week. Okay. Or a freak of the week. What order do we do?
We do freak first. Freak first. Okay. There is a video that went viral this week. And obviously, like, we don't normally go into this direction for a freak of the week, one true queen. But I can't stop thinking about these these gals.
These old queens.
I can't stop remembering my girls. And so... You could find this by like looking up Shelby and Dolly, or I guess like their names are Dustin Miller and Anthony Thorne, because it's like all over the internet.
Set the scene. It was
American Airlines.
American Airlines, Charlotte Airport. I think B14 was the gate,
which has become like a like one of the like seven wonders of the world. Like people are taking pictures in front of it now.
Yeah. Like Hanging Gardens of Babylon-esque.
They were heading down to Fort Lauderdale was the destination.
Yeah.
And these two gay men, a married couple, no less.
Well, let's not assume their orientation.
Well, they are confirmed to be married. They were filmed by a third party having a fight against like the world and then amongst each other of like the taller bald one was like very angry about, I guess like the flight was canceled or delayed or something. And the shorter one is screaming, remember your goals, remember your goals, remember your goals. And it's just like, I mean, they're speaking in your southern language.
Yeah. My southern language. Why don't we actually just do, you do short, I'll be tall.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Are we doing a reading? Short.
Yeah, do you have it pulled up?
Okay, I'm short.
I'm bald.
Remember your girls. You don't care about your girls.
I don't give a shit.
You don't care about the girls.
I don't give a shit.
You don't care about the girls.
And they fucked us over.
And you don't care about the girls.
holds hands in the air. Hello, everybody.
Dustin.
American Airlines fucked us over. Here we go.
Dustin, I'm not kidding. You don't care about the girls?
So I want to tell you about our story.
Shelby and Dolly. Shelby and Dolly. Remember them. Shelby and Dolly.
I'm going to do it for you. And he's pointing at a lady in a wheelchair.
Shelby and Dolly. Remember. Remember them. Shelby and Dolly. Remember them.
I will. I am.
I am just trying to get home to the girls.
To the lady in the wheelchair. Look, I have my most favorite dogs.
And then the lady in the wheelchair says, go away. Step away.
Fuck off, bitch. Fuck off, bitch.
And then the camera... The camera cuts, and it's like, where is part two?
Exactly. And where are they now?
I mean, the fact that, like, everyone knows who they are is so bad.
I know. If you go to, like, the original tweet, I think it's from an account called, like, DC Homos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a follow-up from one of their neighbors that you can go and read.
Yeah.
So they're our freak, and then our queens are, of course,
Shelby and Dolly.
And it's, like, so, like... gay people to name their dogs after Steel Magnolias, but like one of them is named a character's name and one of them is named an actress's name.
Yeah, I mean, like, we couldn't stick to one.
Like
Dolly and...
It should be Shelby and Truvy or Dolly and Julia.
Dolly and Julia. Or Dolly and Shirley?
Well, yeah, but that's a different character.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but I'm just like.
Or you could do Shelby and Weezer, who is Shirley's character.
Oh, okay. Weezer's a cute name for a dog, especially if it's like one of those dogs with, like, breathing problems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, there's no top in Shelby and Dolly this week. So those are our queens, and wow, it was nice to laugh again.
What, have you had a sad Christmas?
No. But we haven't recorded in 2 weeks. Sure, yeah. Have yourself.
No, it's Blue Christmas.
I had a blue. No, I did not have a blue Christmas. I had a fantastic Christmas. Although, as you may have noticed, I have a little cough that won't quit, but that won't stop me. So yeah, head over to comethroughqueen.com. links to everything, a Patreon pre-show, what we did for the holidays, some holiday film critiques as well.
Recommendations and critiques.
Recommendations, critiques. A wrap up on Big Brother Reindeer Games.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
See you next week in the new year. Bye.
Bye. I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.